it's a hoax. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what President Trump says about the allegations published by The Atlantic that he disparaged America's war dead, calling them losers and suckers.
There is nobody that feels more strongly about our soldiers, our wounded warriors, our soldiers that died in war than I do.
The magazine cites a handful of anonymous sources who claim to have firsthand knowledge. The comments were allegedly made in 2018 during a trip to France where a visit to an American military cemetery was canceled. Several current and former White House officials say that story is false. The president's Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, says if true, the comments are deplorable.
The president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and sold it.
The president is also being blasted by some veterans groups. 100 nights and counting. That's how long protesters in Portland, Oregon have been taking to the streets. Last night, police were waiting as demonstrators approached a police building. A number of arrests were made as authorities pushed protesters back and declared an unlawful assembly. The protests started after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. More unrest in Rochester, New York, during a demonstration in memory of Daniel Prude. Prude died in March following a confrontation with police officers. Police body cam footage was only released this week.
As the public police union and even some city leaders in Rochester are just now getting their first look at the body cam video, an investigation by the New York Attorney General has been going on for 6 months.
Fox's Laura Engel. Prude's family says he suffered from mental health issues. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
Kat, I know that you are not particularly pleased with this decision to pick Kamala Harris.
Everyone keeps pointing to the fact that she was so mean to him in the debates. To me, it's not weird because you got the guy that wrote the 1994 crime bill and you have a draconian prosecutor. I think they're really a match made in heaven.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Tragedy times two for the Cleveland Police Department.
Just hours after an ambush killed two people in a car, including an officer working undercover, a second officer was confirmed dead Thursday night by suicide.
The loss of an officer in the line of duty, especially to violence, is a terrible tragedy. But two officers in one night is really bad.
An emotional Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams asking the public for prayers as both deaths are investigated. Attorney General Bill Barr releasing a statement thanking Detective James Skernivitz for his service. The more than 20-year veteran of the Cleveland Force had been sworn in this week to serve with the FBI's Violent Crimes Task Force as part of Operation Legend. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
An adult and two juveniles are possible suspects in the shooting. They were arrested on unrelated charges. A highly decorated police dog is recovering from multiple stab wounds. The dog named Ice was attacked during a marijuana raid in Northern California last month. And despite being stabbed, it was still able to hold on to the suspect. The 11-year-old animal also survived a stabbing in 2016 that occurred during a similar drug raid. After Ice recovers, the U.S. Forest Service police dog is expected to retire. Inclusion is key when it comes to a vaccine for the coronavirus. That's according to the president of the UN General Assembly, who is warning that if just one country is left out, the world will still face a crisis. As for U.S. efforts to develop a vaccine, President Trump says,
we remain on track to deliver a vaccine before the end of the year and maybe even before November 1st. We think we can probably have it sometime during the month of October.
The head of the World Health Organization says the agency won't recommend any COVID-19 vaccine before it's proven to be safe and effective. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Start your day with a daily brief on the hottest political issues from former Secret Service agent, former NYPD officer, and New York Times best-selling author Dan Bongino.
Listen to me. People are being killed, kids, literally, because the Democrats are selling you a myth that Trump is destroying the post office that's destroyed itself and that the cops are your real problem? Because you fell for a hoax! You're an idiot if you fell for this!
Just add the Bongino brief to your flash briefing on Amazon Alexa.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and sometimes when I'm out and about, people will say, is it really true that you loved your Good Feet Art Support so much that you bought the store? Of course it is, I say. And I never dreamed that I would run marathons and continue to stay active without my feet getting in the way. When I bought the store in 2014, I would have never imagined that tens of thousands of customers would find relief from foot, knee, and back pain. The support of these loyal customers has allowed us to open new stores throughout Virginia, Maryland, and now North Carolina. I love to hear their stories of walking, running, and just enjoying their new life pain-free. Don't let foot, knee, or back pain keep you from living the life you love. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk and get your own Good Feet story. To find the store nearest you, go to goodfeet.com. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, Maryland.
You're up to speed for the most part on the roadways, not seeing any major problems or issues. As you head on 270, you're up to speed from Frederick over to the Capitol Beltway, around the top side of the Capitol Beltway, looking good. 95 and the BW Parkway up to speed in Tacoma Park. Piney Branch Road northbound at Carroll Avenue, you've got two lanes closed due to emergency utility work. You're looking good at the Bay Bridge. You do have both spans open. No problems as you head on to the Beltway in Virginia. On 395 northbound, Shirlington up to Glebe Road, you have the right lane taken away for some road work there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Plenty of sunshine for the start of this Labor Day weekend. Highs into the lower 80s with very low humidity, dew points back in the 50s. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the 50s in the suburbs, low to mid-60s downtown. For your Sunday, more of the same, plenty of sunshine, a touch warm. We'll see high temperatures into the mid-80s, still relatively low humidity, very comfortable. Labor Day, high temperatures back in the mid-80s as well under mostly sunny skies. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee of the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of Nulik Home Design. I'd like to share what one of our roofing customers said. We knew we needed to replace our roof, but we had just done a kitchen remodel and the whole thing was a nightmare. So we were apprehensive about doing another project. We kept hearing Nulik say how easy they make it, so we decided to give them a shot. What a difference. They came out, it was total transparency. They gave us a 3D image of our house, complete with a list of measurements, and the pricing broke down, so we knew exactly what we were paying for. And they have a great price guarantee. It was super easy. Find out why over 30,000 homeowners have trusted Nulik to do their roof. Through September, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NulikHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
Summer fun is here today, and now it's time to date your way. At It's Just Lunch, our clients feel the importance of connection like never before. They have different personalities and interests, and they have different comfort levels. Maybe you're ready now to get out for lunch or drinks at a restaurant, or maybe you'd rather start with a date pre-arranged for you in a virtual setting before you venture out. Whatever your comfort level, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch are the experts at customizing your dates in an easy, low-pressure setting. Our philosophy is that when it comes to dating, there's a time and a place, but most importantly, there's a person. We customize all three to fit you because in the end, it's not how you date, it's who you date. When you're ready to find meaningful connections, you know where to find us, right by your side, ready to deliver the right matches at the right time, in the right way. Date your way today by visiting itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Good morning and a happy Labor Day weekend to you. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. Obviously, plenty to cover on a holiday weekend. The big story that's been circulating that has created an uproar in Washington, of course, President Trump's alleged comments about World War I veterans, and we'll get into that in detail in just a moment or so. But there are other stories that we'll be looking at from this morning and also from the week and from overnight, where in Rochester, New York, Black Lives Matter protesters actually disrupted restaurant goers on a Friday night of a holiday weekend. Videos are all over the internet about that. So protests continue. That happened overnight. Now, things that happened during the week that we'll touch on this morning with our regular contributors, John Gizzi, of course, from Newsmax, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, K.T. McFarland, Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times, and Attorney Jim Trusty. Some of the things we'll take a look at will be the situation with Mike Flynn. There was legal maneuvering this week, so that saga continues. We'll also talk to Jim Trusty about the very latest on the subpoenas in New York from the New York Attorney General for President Trump's records from the Trump Organization and the allegations that the prosecutors are making in New York. Also, we will talk to John Gizzi this morning, and we're going to get his read on the Kennedy political winning streak, which has now ended. That happened on Tuesday in a primary in Massachusetts, and we'll get John's read on that. Also coming up, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll get his read on whole story that came out of the Atlantic magazine that's been attributed to anonymous sources about President Trump. We'll also ask K.T. McFarland about that as well. Jennifer Harper has some very interesting poll numbers for us as it relates to the election. So we got a long ways to go in the next 2 hours and plenty of good information coming your way this morning. The story that's dominating the news, and we'll talk a little bit about the timing in a minute, but Atlantic Magazine releases a story that is attributed to anonymous sources that allege that President Trump chose not to go to a cemetery event commemorating World War I veterans because he said that those veterans were losers and suckers. Now, President Trump, very upset about it, and he had some very strong response to it throughout the day yesterday. But I wanted to get the Thursday night response, because this is when the president is coming back from a rally. He lands at the airport. He's standing next to Air Force One. It's probably 11 o'clock at night. They don't even have the lights on him because it was a very impromptu response. He spent about 17 minutes discussing it. And this is at a point where they haven't had a chance to have a meeting of all the campaign people and all of the advisors, first thing in the morning on Friday. No, this was his immediate reaction Thursday night, immediately after that story broke. And this is how the president addressed it at Andrews.
General Keith Kellogg, who's a highly respected man, couldn't believe when he heard it. And he knows everything about all of it. And to think that I would make statements negative to our military and our fallen heroes when nobody's done what I've done with the budgets, with the military budgets, with getting pay raises for our military. It is a disgraceful situation by a magazine that's a terrible magazine. I don't read it, but I just heard about it. They made it up, and probably it's a couple of people that have been failures in the administration that I got rid of, and I couldn't get rid of them fast enough, but or it was just made up, but it's unthinkable.
So that's the president's first comments, but he went on to sort of discuss the scenario, what was going on.
In order for me to go, we would have had to leave immediately and go through very busy areas of, I guess, Paris, but a very, very heavily traveled area, a big city. I think it was Paris. And the Secret Service told me, you can't do it. I said, I have to do it. I want to be there. They said, you can't do it. We'll get you confirmation of this. They said, for you to do that, make that trip. not by helicopter flying over everything. We have to work with the police. We have to work with everything. And I think you'll find on record in the police force, in the areas that we're talking about, areas of Paris that we're talking about, I think you'll find on record requests. And we actually have Secret Service that I'm going to ask to give you details. They said you can't do it. It was 2.5 hours or 2 hours of driving. It was a long drive. They said you can't do it. So I said, no, I want to do it. They said you can't. There was no way I would have been able to do it. And they would never have been able to get the police and everybody else in line to have a president go through a very crowded, very congested area.
So that's the president's explanation, and we've got one more long clip on this, and I'm playing some longer clips that we pulled for this, just so you have context, because these little 10-second blurbs that you catch on cable news really don't give you the background and the details. So here's the president continuing.
So I went and I called home. I spoke to my wife. I said, I hate this. I came here to go to that ceremony. And to the one that was the following day, which I did go to, I said, I feel terribly. And that was the end of it. Now, all of a sudden, somebody makes up this horrible story that I didn't want to go. And then they make up an even worse story, calling certain names to our fallen heroes. It's a disgrace that a magazine is able to write it. And anybody that if they really exist, if people really exist that would have said that, they're lowlifes and they're liars. And I would be willing to swear on anything that I never said that about our fallen heroes. There is nobody that respects them more.
So that's the president's very strong response and a very short follow-up to what he just said.
No animal, nobody, what animal would say such a thing?
So that's the president's response, and again, that was Thursday night, and pretty much that same message was echoed throughout the day yesterday by the president. And we'll get into the response from those around him, those who were on the trip with him, and also get into Joe Biden's response. Boy, press conference where it was more like a softball game than a press conference, but we'll get into that in just a moment, but we're going to check out the latest on the traffic and weather, and Bill Fonte is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Starting off on 270 as you head to Frederick over to the Capitol Beltway and back, expect typical drive times there. Looking good on the top side of the Capitol Beltway as well as 95 and the BW Parkway. You do have some road work in Tacoma Park, Piney Branch Road northbound at Carroll Avenue, two lanes closed due to emergency utility work. At the Bay Bridge, two lanes open in each direction, so no delays there. As you head into Virginia, I-66 in the eastbound direction, from Leesburg Pike over to the Dulles Connector Road, you've got the right lane taken away with construction there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Plenty of sunshine for the start of this Labor Day weekend. Highs into the lower 80s with very low humidity, dew points back in the 50s. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the 50s in the suburbs, low to mid-60s downtown. For your Sunday, more of the same, plenty of sunshine, a touch warm. We'll see high temperatures into the mid-80s, still relatively low humidity, very comfortable. Labor Day, high temperatures back in the mid-80s as well under mostly sunny skies. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
We're at 71 degrees at 6:18 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we're glad you've joined us on the Saturday morning updates, and we're talking about the story that came out of the Atlantic. Again, this is attributed to anonymous sources. So there has been a lot of real question about those sources and why those people didn't go on the record. A lot of questions about that. I mean, I think we've seen just about every disgruntled former White House staffer or people close to President Trump come out on the record. But these sources in the Atlantic story are anonymous sources. So John Bolton was there, and we do know that Ambassador Bolton, who was the National Security Advisor at the time, wrote a rather scathing book about President Trump. He didn't mention it in the book. He was asked about it on Fox News yesterday, and here's what John Bolton told Fox News about the allegations.
I didn't hear either of those comments or anything even resembling them. I was there at the point in time that morning when it was decided that that he would not go to Onmarne Cemetery. He decided not to do it because of John Kelly's recommendation. It was entirely a weather-related decision, and I thought the proper thing to do.
All right, so that's John Bolton, and just I think there were almost a dozen or more people who were either on the trip or close to the president at that time who said that they never heard those remarks. I want to talk about timing for just a second, and I virtually never talk about anything that has to do with a conspiracy theory. I don't get into conspiracy theories that float all over the internet, but I do want to point out a couple things. You draw your own conclusion. I'm not concluding anything from this. But first off, Charlie Kirk, I think you've seen him a lot, Turning Point USA. He's a talking head on CNN and Fox News all the time. Here's what Charlie Kirk tweeted yesterday. The widow of Steve Jobs, Lorene Powell Jobs, donated at least $500,000 to Joe Biden's campaign this year. Do you know who owns a majority stake in The Atlantic? Lorene Powell Jobs. And that's from Charlie Kirk. So if you take that and then you start to look at it a little further, the story breaks while the president is traveling in Pennsylvania for a very successful rally. You have strong jobs numbers coming out on Friday. Joe Biden has a speech scheduled for Friday. And Joe Biden then takes questions from reporters at that speech. And, you know, he takes questions from reporters once every 10 years. So he takes questions from the reporters yesterday. The reporters are lobbing him softballs throughout the press conference. And they weren't even softballs. These were like T-ball when you put the ball on a stand right in front. And so there's like no way you can miss it. They're throwing, this is like a game of T-ball for Biden and the press yesterday. Just think about that a little bit. Timing, who's behind things at The Atlantic. I don't know. Again, I'm not going into conspiracy theories, but a lot of interesting coincidences there. So Joe Biden did have the opportunity to respond. And again, this is all anonymous sources, but it certainly gave Joe Biden the opportunity to go after President Trump. And this is just a sample of it, and it's a little bit of a montage.
The words of a president matter, even a lousy president. I'm always cautioned not to lose my temper. This may be as close as I've come. When my son volunteered and joined the United States military as the attorney general and went to Iraq for a year, won the Bronze Star and other commendations, he wasn't a sucker. If it's true, and based on other things he said, I believe the article is true, I'd ask you all the rhetorical question. How do you feel? How would you feel if you had a kid in Afghanistan right now?
All right, emotional statements there from Joe Biden. But again, it's anonymous sources, and no one is able to prove that the president actually made those comments. So it's all if the president made those comments. The question is, will these anonymous sources come forward, or will somebody that puts their name on it come forward and corroborate the allegations of anonymous sources? So again, big question marks about those allegations about the president. We got a quick break, and then we've got some interesting audio from the week, including Governor Cuomo. What a gem. That's next.
Mattress Warehouse is helping you close out summer with a bang. Pay attention. Now through Labor Day, Mattress Warehouse is taking the purchase of one lucky customer and making it free, up to $5,000. And this is on top of their store-wide savings event, where you can save up to $1,200, plus get 0% interest financing for 60 months. The Mattress Warehouse one-year price guarantee means you know you're getting the best price. So why shop anywhere else? Visit sleephappens.com for a location near you. No purchase necessary for entry.
Montgomery County Ride-On Bus Service is here to keep you connected. All 79 routes are now back in operation. The frequency of some routes will reflect demand. New systems are in place for safer rides. Please board through the rear doors unless you need the ramp or have a disability. Face coverings are required and available. All buses are thoroughly cleaned and will limit their capacity so riders can social distance. We are focused on your safety. Learn more at rideonbus.com. Ride on. We are here to get you there.
Sometimes you don't realize how much something was bothering you
until it's gone.
And then you breathe a big sigh of relief. That's exactly how you're going to feel
after we work our magic at your house.
1-800-GOT-JUNK makes you feel happier in your home.
Cleaner.
Stronger.
And more relaxed.
Like you just stepped out of a hot shower.
And are ready for anything.
Make your home a happy home.
By calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
You can't imagine how much better you're going to feel when all that junk is gone. You don't have to lift a finger.
That's not true.
What?
They need to lift their pointing finger.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Make your home a happy home.
And it will make you happy too.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
6:26 Saturday morning update, Labor Day weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you for joining us. We know that there is no love lost between Governor Cuomo of New York and President Trump. Cuomo made some comments. I mean, Cuomo is a guy that just loves to hear himself talk. I mean, he can go on for hours, which is what he did at the coronavirus briefings. But anyway, loves to hear himself talk. And he made these comments this week. And as you listen to it, he talks about how mean Donald Trump is, but just think of what he's saying. Listen to what Cuomo says, and he's calling Donald Trump mean, right? And then I've got the response from Kayleigh McEnany at the White House. So Cuomo really kind of steps into it here.
He can't come back to New York. He can't. He's going to walk down the street in New York? Forget bodyguards. He better have an army. If he thinks he's going to walk down the street in New York, he is persona non grata in New York City. I think he knows that. And he'll never come back to New York because New Yorkers will never forget how gratuitously mean he has been.
And, of course, Governor Cuomo hasn't been. So here's how Kayleigh McEnany interpreted what Governor Cuomo said.
It's not often you hear a governor describe in vivid detail how he's lost control of his state. But there you have Governor Cuomo saying you can't come to New York without an army. It's very rare you hear a Democrat governor nakedly admit to failure. And that's what Governor Cuomo has just done for us.
Priceless response from the White House press secretary. And, of course, the other story of the week that has now gone away with the uproar over anonymous sources comments. Nancy Pelosi and the hairstyling salon. And this is pretty amazing. Here's Speaker Pelosi taking responsibility, but at the same time absolving herself of all responsibility.
As it turns out, it was a setup. So I take responsibility for falling for a setup. This salon owes me an apology.
I take responsibility, but I'm not taking any responsibility. It's classic. So what does the salon owner have to say about what Speaker Pelosi had to say?
There's no way I could have set that up. And I've had a camera system in there for 5 years. I mean, I didn't go in there and turn cameras on as soon as she walked in to set her up. So that's absolutely false.
I mean, I thought that type of hair dye was actually banned in the state of California with the EPA regulations they have out there, but... that's right. It was just a cut and a blow dry. I guess that's what it was. Anyway, it's 6:29. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll check some news next.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Week one of the football season is about to kick off. I'm excited. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of the action with two shots at a $1 million top prize. Making it rain with DraftKings is easy. Draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for yards, touchdowns, and so much more. Plus, DraftKings is giving away a share of up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. Just sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook, enter their survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. Download the top-rated DraftKings app and use code DCWINS to get a free shot at a million-dollar top prize. And for a limited time, get your share of $100 million in prizes once you enter DraftKings' free survivor pool. That's code DCWINS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum $5 deposit required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
In some of the other stories in the news at this hour, police have declared an unlawful assembly at a demonstration Friday night in Portland, Oregon. The city this weekend reaches 100 straight nights of protests marked by vandalism and violence. Demonstrations starting in late May after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A slaying of a right-wing Trump supporter shot and killed after he came downtown last weekend with a pro-Trump caravan of pickup trucks further roiled things in the liberal city. The prime suspect in the shooting, self-described anti-fascist, was killed Thursday night by law enforcement when they tried to apprehend him and he brandished a weapon. Friday, demonstrators marched to a police building where they were met with police officers donning riot gear in Portland. President Xi Jinping has pledged to open China's service industries wider to foreign competitors as its first in-person trade fair since the coronavirus outbreak. He gave no details, but Chinese leaders are emphasizing tourism, retailing, and other spending instead of trade and investment. And President Trump has reversed a decision that was made by the Secretary of Defense. He overrode Mark Esper and vowed to continue funding Stars and Stripes, the military's editorially independent newspaper that covers issues relevant to members of the armed forces. You may have heard news reports that the administration had ordered the organization to shutter, and that was a story that came out yesterday. But President Trump tweeting yesterday afternoon that the U.S. will, quote, not be cutting funding to the outlet, the president's tweet coming yesterday afternoon. Defense Department had notified Stars and Stripes in February that it intended to cut the funding, but it came out as a rather major news story yesterday. 6:33, time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Bill Fonte's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Starting off on 270, you're looking good from Frederick over to the Capitol Beltway and back. No problems reported on 95 and the BW Parkway. In Tacoma Park, Piney Branch Road northbound at Carroll Avenue, they have two lanes blocked with emergency utility work. At the Bay Bridge, they've got both spans open and no delays there. On the Beltway in Virginia, outer loop after Van Dorn Street, the right lane and right shoulder blocked with a disabled tractor trailer. And on 66 eastbound from the Leesburg Pike to the Dulles Connector Road, you have the right lane blocked with road work. Now from GarageDoor.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Plenty of sunshine for the start of this Labor Day weekend. Highs into the lower 80s with very low humidity. Dew points back in the 50s. Tonight, clear skies. Lows in the 50s in the suburbs. Low to mid 60s downtown. For Sunday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine. A touch warmer. We'll see high temperatures into the mid 80s. Still relatively low humidity. Very comfortable. Labor Day. High temperatures back in the mid 80s as well under mostly sunny skies. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
70 degrees in the nation's capital. 6:34.
From regular expenses to occasional splurges, there's a lot to buy. Why not get cash back every time you spend?
With the PenFed PowerCash Rewards Card, you get cash back on every purchase. That's everywhere, every time you use it. You can even earn a $100 statement credit when you spend $1,500 in the first 90 days. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash to apply. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Can Donald Trump really beat Joe Biden? Now, Blitz, a new bestseller by David Horowitz, reveals President Trump's real game plan. Blitz even predicts Trump will win in a landslide. Mark Levin calls Blitz the indispensable book of the 2020 election. It's already a New York Times bestseller. Get Blitz or check out the free offer and save $28. Just go online to blitz411.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Get Blitz today.
On September 18th, don't miss Infidel, the new heart-pounding political thriller inspired by true events.
You are an American spy.
What?
Infidel tells the story of one man's incredible journey of faith and survival after being kidnapped in the Middle East.
What do you want?
And his wife's courage to never give up on him.
This is terrorism.
When his country abandoned him, his freedom became her mission.
I came here to plead for his life.
Starring Jim Caviezel.
Do your job.
See Infidel, only in theaters September 18th.
Hi, this is Eric Stewart. If you've been playing with the idea of selling your home or maybe downsizing, well, tune in to my show, Sunday mornings right here at 8 a.m. There I'll bring you this week's local real estate news and what you need to do to get top dollar for your property. With over 30 years of experience and the backing of Long & Foster, one of the top real estate companies, I've pretty much seen and sold it all. To learn more, check us out on the web at ericstewartgroup.com.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. But even in, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times, don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward fast with internet speeds up to a gig, with the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks, and with security solutions that help keep your connected devices protected. Be fast, be flexible, be ready for what's next, and bounce forward. Help your business to bounce forward with this amazing offer. Get a powerful and reliable internet solution from Comcast Business, starting at $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, for a limited time, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card. Call or go online today to find out more. Offer ends 9/27/2020. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business 100 megabits per second internet customers. Early termination fee applies. After 24 months, monthly service charge increases to $99.99 a month. May not be combined with other offers. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change.
It is the Saturday morning update. A happy Labor Day weekend. Thank you for joining us. And we thank Jennifer Harper for working on Labor Day weekend. She writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Who'd have thought a trip to the hair salon would become an incident polarizing both political parties, pushing them even further apart?
Yeah, who would have thought of that? But, gee, that certainly did happen this week when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi paid a somewhat controversial visit to get her hair done at a hair salon in San Francisco. And I guess everybody listening out there this morning knows what happened with all of that and how it was not very good for the salon owner, Erica Kios. And here's what's happened in the meantime. On Friday, a GoFundMe effort was launched to help the salon owner, who not only had to close her business after that, but also has to relocate and receive some serious threats against her and her family, so forth and so on. And this GoFundMe effort, they want to raise $300,000 for her, for the salon owner, so that she can get back on her feet in another location of the country. Well, guess what, Rick? That GoFundMe effort made $225,000 in less than 24 hours. Isn't that something? And I'll tell you a little bit about the lady that founded this GoFundMe effort, and her name is Amy Tarkanian, and she is the former Nevada State GOP chairman. She's wife of a gentleman named Danny Tarkanian, and he's run for public office in Nevada quite a few times. A lot of people know of him. And certainly, here's what she had to say in her GoFundMe effort. She said, Erica Kyle's a single mother of two and owner of eSalon, where House Speaker Pelosi got her hair done on Monday, is now being forced to shut down and relocate her business and family due to outrage and threats she is receiving. And she explains that, I have been friends with Erica and her family for roughly 20 years, and I want to help. Thank you for taking the time to do the same. She is overwhelmed by the flood of support and is grateful for those who are willing to speak out and stand up along her side. And that's according, again, to Amy Tarkanian, who founded the GoFundMe effort. And if you Google that and look for her, she has the official fundraiser for our salon owner here. And there are a couple in there anyway, but hers is the official one. So that's what happened regarding the Nancy hairdresser extravaganza.
Well, I hear that commercial real estate is very affordable in Portland these days. So Kellyanne Conway leaving the White House, but she didn't exactly go down in the basement and tune out. She has been out in public. Where and what did she say?
Well, she's made a public appearance, actually, and this is former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. And she talked about the nature of Trump voters and other matters during an appearance on Showtime. This actually aired on Thursday, but we can look back on it. And she's predicting that the many millions of President Trump's fans are kind of prudently biding their time, waiting for Election Day, and that they are more committed now to Mr. Trump than they were in 2016. Here's what she said. As the person who coined the term hidden undercover Trump voters in 2016, there are even more of them, and they're even more committed now, and they're going to surprise you as to who they are this time. That's what Mrs. Conway said in this interview with Showtime, meaning there's going to be a lot of these hidden Trump or shy Trump voters are also coining them, and we may be surprised as to who they are. They're going to come out in force, she's predicting. And she's, acknowledging that those Trump voters often shy away from publicly revealing who they are or their support for the president for all sorts of reasons. But in the really big picture, it doesn't much matter, Rick, because Trump voters, she says, act on their beliefs in a different way. And she says they express themselves at the ballot box. Wonderful soundbite there from Kellyanne Conway predicting what's going to happen in November.
I know you follow the polls very closely, and you also follow the different organizations that do research on the media and stories and the content of stories and the number of stories. What is the latest in what they're finding this week?
Well, this is just kind of a cultural moment because one of the gentlemen over at the Media Research Center, he is the actual research director for the Media Research Center. His name is Rich Noyes, and he has come up with a very handy new term called media chaperone. Let's think about that for a moment. And he's introduced this phrase after realizing that ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and CNN managed to compromise their coverage of the Republican National Convention by heckling during the four-day event with negative commentary, remarks, and so forth and so on. So here's what he says. Liberal journalists apparently don't trust viewers to watch a Republican convention without a media chaperone on hand to prevent any pro-Trump opinions from breaking out. That's hardly a fair standard. Again, this is coming from Rich Noyes. And he says he's got some pretty astonishing comparisons as to what went on when you compare it to the Democratic National Convention. And, of course, as you might expect, all those media chaperones at the MSNBC and CNN were very busy during the GOP event, Rick, and pretty silent during the Democratic production. Here are his numbers. He says the interruptions on NBC were 600 times greater during the Republican convention. In fact, they occupied 201 minutes during the convention where they were carrying on and making fun or whatever they were doing to distract voters from the Republican convention. Then, during the Democratic convention, they only carried on for 21 seconds. Isn't that something? Anyway, on CNN, their analysts and advertisers stepped on 78.5 minutes of the GOP convention versus just 12.5 minutes during the Democrat show. a 5-to-1 disparity. And they wrote a very long and interesting analysis of this kind of sneaky phenomenon. But the takeaway part of that is this new term, media chaperone. So when you see that somebody's kind of turning you against the Republicans while they're broadcasting something about the party, they're trying to act as your media chaperone. So beware.
The long-awaited debates are coming up, even though the voting is already underway. And who will we see as the moderators this year?
Yeah, the big announcement came out, just in case you're wondering, because the organizers for the 2020 presidential debates have finally revealed the moderators for these very pivotal events. They begin September 29th. That's coming up pretty quickly. So the moderator for that is Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace. He's going to be in the chair there on September 29th. Then for the second one on October 15th, a very interesting choice. That will be C-SPAN host Steve Scully. And he's kind of a refreshing choice. He's very smart. He's quick. He's a master of civility. Interesting to watch. And the final debate will be moderated by NBC News White House correspondent Kristen Welker. And there's one more. There's going to be a vice presidential debate, and I have a feeling this is going to draw a pretty substantial audience because it's going to pit Vice President Mike Pence against Democratic nominee Kamala Harris. This is on October 7th, so mark your calendars. And the moderator for that one is USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. And also remember that if you can't stand looking at the networks to watch these things, you can always watch it on C-SPAN or at President Trump's campaign site, because they air everything there, too. And that's found at DonaldJTrump.com with a /media.
So we see one-off stories in the news about how businesses are handling the coronavirus. What do you see in a poll number? Because it's probably a little more representative because it's broader-based.
Yeah, I mean, if this is kind of like an alarming and hair-raising work in progress for just about everybody. But there has been a poll that surveyed 1,100 business executives and senior managers. This is from the Conference Board, kind of a pretty serious group. But anyway, they asked, what the heck are you doing to cope with coronavirus? I'll just give you the numbers. 80% of U.S. businesses have created new safety policies for their workplace during the pandemic. 78% have deep cleaned or sanitized their workplace. 60% have surveyed their workers about their levels of readiness to return to the workplace. 46% have enacted plans to reduce workers' contact with one another. Uh-oh. And last but not least, 35% do not know when their business will reopen on a normal basis. Again, that's coming from the Conference Board. Very current poll that was conducted August 19th through 26th. So right along with us.
And we've seen the videos of the Trump boat rallies around the country. One is coming here.
Oh, boy, yes, indeedy. This is all going to take place on Sunday. It is a Trump-Tilla boat parade. And if you haven't heard of the Trump-Tillas, these are going on in easily about 24 states so far, where the Trump fans are getting out there in their boats. This all got started in July during President Trump's birthday, where they showed up in their boats. Anyway, let's go on to our friends here. Locally, the National Capital Trump-Tilla Boat Parade is going to be on the Potomac River. Again, it's on Sunday, and their route is going to glide past some of the most historical sites in the nation, even the White House. So it's going to be very interesting. And according to LaDonna Hale Curzon, she's a local volunteer, and she told me Washington, D.C. isn't exactly Trump country, but there's enough Trump supporters around to make some noise. Like Ronald Reagan said, a rising tide lifts all boats. I love that quote from her. Very cool. Anyway, they're going to begin their journey right at the Wilson Bridge, and that's about 7 miles south of D.C., so there's a bit of a ride there for them. They're going to proceed at a no-wake speed to the Lincoln Memorial, and they'll be minding all the 18-foot clearances of the bridges across the Potomac. And the larger boats that can't make that, they're going to continue on up the Anacostia River. And they're asking people who are on land or in flivvers or jeeps or whatever the heck they want to drive, if they're there alongside making a lot of noise, they're really looking forward to that. And if you need any information on that, they do have a Facebook page for National Capital Trump-Tilla. And we wish them luck and bon voyage.
You know, they ought to take that up the Hudson in New York before everybody moves out. Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Jim Trusty's coming up next, but first we'll check traffic and weather. And Bill Fonte's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Starting off on the Beltway, outer loop near Central Avenue, reports of a new crash. No lane information, but we are seeing traffic starting to back up through that area. That's just before 214. We'll give you more details as they come in. In Tacoma Park, Piney Branch Road northbound at Carroll Avenue, emergency utility work takes away two lanes there. The Beltway in Virginia outer loop after Van Dorn Street, they have cleared that disabled tractor trailer out of the roadway. It's off to the right side now. 66 eastbound from the Leesburg Pike over to the Dulles Connector Road. You've got the right lane blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure sets up shop this weekend, making for delightful conditions. Highs today in the lower 80s under mostly sunny skies. We'll go back in the 50s and 60s overnight. Here's Sunday, low to mid 80s expected, plenty of sunshine, still low humidity. And for Labor Day Monday, more of the same. Expect comfortable conditions, high temperatures into the mid 80s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Labor Day holiday weekend on WMAL. We're certainly glad you've taken a few minutes to join us this morning. I'm Rick Fowler, and Jim Trusty joins us. He is a partner at IFRA Law here in Washington, and he always brings us a really good perspective on the different legal cases that are out there. He served as the chief of the organized crime and gang section at the U.S. DOJ, so he certainly knows his stuff. Jim, great to have you with us once again this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on this great three-day weekend.
Well, one thing we've been following for a long time is the Michael Flynn case, a development this week, ruling from a federal appeals court in Washington on Monday. A federal judge can scrutinize the Justice Department's decision to drop the criminal case against Michael Flynn. What does that mean for the case moving forward, Jim?
Purgatory. This thing just seems like it will never end. But it was actually, when you read the opinion, it's actually kind of interesting in terms of some of the subtle messages within the opinion. There are 8 judges out of 10 that basically shoot down the mandamus that was granted by the 3-judge panel earlier. So these 8 judges are basically saying, nope, Judge Sullivan is allowed to investigate on some level what's happening behind the scenes to cause the Flynn motion to dismiss. But it really comes down to a very procedural, very academic approach by the majority, by the 8 judges. And what they're basically saying is, we're not telling Judge Sullivan what to do. We're not saying it's right to try to keep peeling back behind the prosecution's decision-making. All we're saying at this juncture is there's not irreparable harm by letting it continue, that he hasn't done anything yet. And that was really kind of the siren song that Beth Wilkinson, the attorney the judge hired, argued in front of the 3-judge panel. She said, look, he's come up with an amicus attorney. He's scheduled some things, but he hasn't actually done anything to stop the dismissal from happening yet. He may or he may not, was her exact words. So in terms of this kind of judicial approach of waiting until it's a crisis, the court has agreed with that. They said, well, we haven't seen anything yet that's all that prejudicial. And for the same reason, they found no smoking gun to recuse Judge Sullivan from the case. So back we go to Judge Sullivan, who will have briefings and have arguments. But I think the message that was there kind of between the pages here was, we're not telling you not to do this, but we hope you don't. And so I think it'll be very interesting, because the first thing that's going to happen if he starts mucking around with the schedule and saying he wants to have testimony or discovery ordered from the prosecution is we're going to see it going right back to that court on another mandamus request. And again, we're all going to be really old and gray by the time this case gets dismissed, but it will someday.
Once again, Jim, remind us of the quote-unquote crime that is the cause of this lengthy and ridiculous legal procedure, in my opinion.
Well, this is probably the longest saga associated with a false statement case that you could ever have. I mean, that's literally the charge here, is a 1001, 18 U.S.C. 1001 false statement to a federal officer. And the evidence was completely threadbare in terms of how serious the false statement was, and the evidence of misconduct by the FBI in particular, but the prosecutors as well, was overwhelming. So if you go back to the motion that was filed by the Attorney General, It was basically saying this is too much for too little. We've got misconduct left and right by Comey's FBI, all for the sake of tripping up this man on a pretty technical glitch of a false statement case.
Well, let's turn to another interesting case. Judge orders Trump Organization to court for fight over New York Attorney General subpoenas eyeing asset values. New York judge ordering lawyers for President Trump and his son to court on September 23rd. What's the very latest in this saga, Jim?
Well, this is quite the pitched fight, and the Manhattan DA, much like the state attorney general for New York, has made no bones about his desire to bring down Trump. I mean, to me, as a 27-year prosecutor before going private, I really don't like to see prosecutors acting with complete, obvious political motivation, and that's kind of where we are. So what was interesting about Friday's hearing is that this panel of three judges, I think, took a very practical view, kind of unlike what we were just talking about. They basically said, look, the Manhattan DA is asserting two things. One, that blocking these tax records is going to do real serious harm to an ongoing investigation, but also that if we get these tax records, they're going to be under seal. They're going to be protected from public view, so no harm to President Trump. And granting a stay is all about assessing harm. What Trump's attorney said was, come on, this is ridiculous. The Manhattan DA has shown that this is kind of going after the white whale of President Trump. You know they're going to leak this stuff the second they get it. It's a political fishing expedition. And so basically this court took a non-academic approach. They said, you know what, there is harm to the president if this continues, so let's at least get to the merits without these materials being disclosed. So it was a decent win for Trump's attorneys yesterday to stop the process in its tracks, but obviously when they come back to court, it's going to be the substance of this stuff. And I would just remind you, Rick, in terms of this Manhattan DA, I think we talked about it a few Saturdays ago. You know, this is the guy that had a press conference on the day of Paul Manafort's sentence to basically announce that no matter what happens with Manafort's conviction in federal court, he's going to have to face New York justice. Big press conference, big conversation about how he was worried about President Trump pardoning Manafort. And the problem was New York's double jeopardy law made it 100% clear it was a bogus indictment that's now been dismissed. So I think the Second Circuit panel is kind of recognizing specious arguments by that DA's office when they say they must get these tax returns and how vital it is that they get them overnight.
Do you see anything coming out of this prior to the election?
No, I think it's on a slightly faster track than the glacier we call the Flynn prosecution, but it's slow. There's going to be a lot of fighting, and it takes a while for the circuit to usually come up with an opinion. So I can't imagine there's anything that's resolved before November.
Jim, there was a time when in the media and in society in general, someone accused of a crime was presumed innocent until proven guilty. But we're seeing in a lot of the police cases, at least in my opinion, we're seeing a rush to judgment by the media, by politicians, by prosecutors. And as an example, this week, candidates Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and of course Kamala Harris, a former attorney general, both coming out suggesting that the police officer in Wisconsin in the Jacob Blake shooting is criminally culpable. So I wanted to get your assessment from being a former prosecutor and now in private practice. Is this fair to anyone that is accused, whether it's the police officer or even the person who is the victim of a police officer?
No, I really don't think it's fair. And I have to tell you, I really take offense at people who know better making statements about guilt or even innocence, I suppose, on the drop of a dime. You know, on the first moment that's available for press scrutiny, they're announcing that some police officer should be thrown in jail for the rest of his life. And the phenomena here is that the media and politicians and, I guess, political activists always seem to want to make a symbol out of a potentially criminal event. And I think that's wrong. You know, to try to assess everything as an iconic, symbolic moment of everything that's wrong with America, instead of actually evaluating each individual case on the merits, that's the problem. I mean, we talked about that with the Me Too movement, that we shouldn't automatically assume that the woman is telling the truth and the man is lying, or the converse. We should always look at these cases and have rationality and judgment and patience. And look, it's easier than it ever used to be because a lot of police officers have body cams and everybody's carrying a cell phone with a video. But let the process play out a little bit instead of trying to make political hay, instead of trying to inflame people and to create riots. I mean, think back about Ferguson, right? I mean, Michael Brown was viewed as kind of the symbolic victim of police abuse. But when the evidence came out, and it took time, it was clear that he was the aggressor, the police officer was justified, and that the main parts of the story that were celebrated far and wide were just not true. So that's the concern I have. Again, there's going to be police officers that do bad things, including criminal things. There's going to be an awful lot of police officers that are unfairly painted with this brush that nobody could really understand unless they go out on the streets with them. You know, dangerous criminals, dangerous circumstances. They're making split-second decisions, and most of the time they darn well get it right. So, again, my biggest problem here is to have people make instant judgments because it fits their politics or their philosophies, and it actually ruins the lives of people, like sometimes police officers who had justifiable actions.
You know, every senator and congressman and media person that has a voice across this country should be obligated to do a six-hour ride-along on a Saturday night in a high-crime area in any city in this country, and they might have a little better understanding of what the police are dealing with 365 days and nights a year.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing they would learn quickly is that people that the police are encountering do not move like chess pieces on a chessboard. It's much more chaotic. It's much more challenging, much more difficult. And you're right. It would be good to have some actual appreciation. They would probably stay kind of hidden in the back seat of the cruiser, cowering, but they would learn a lot about what the police officers face every day of the week.
Jim Trusty at IFRA Law. Follow him on Twitter at Trusty Lawyer. We've got the 7 o'clock news coming up. Then we're back with John Gizzi. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and K.T. McFarland all on the way.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.